This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. American Airlines said today it's going to lay off or furlough 19,000 people come October the 1st. Passenger loads and thus revenues are just a fraction of what they were before the pandemic. After the cuts, American's going to be 30% smaller than it was 6 months ago. And the same thing is happening elsewhere in global aviation. British Airways has decided to permanently lay off 10,000 people, about a quarter of its workforce. That's from cabin crew to office staff. And some of the 30,000 who are going to keep their jobs are going to have their pay cut in half. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
I'm in an open-top bus headed for Heathrow Airport along with half a dozen workers from British Airways. Not what you'd expect to hear from your friendly British Airways cabin crew, but they're venting their anger at their employer.
We are going to be on the lowest pay, the lowest terms and conditions. If British Airways get their way, and I say no way, BA, you're an absolute disgrace to treat people like this who have built the airline.
What BA has done is unforgivable.
The protesting staff wear face masks, and not just because of COVID-19. If they reveal their identities, they claim, BA will penalise them further.
They're threatening my job. My job's on the line. It's absolutely unacceptable.
This man says he's worked happily for BA for more than 30 years, but will suffer a catastrophic hit if the proposed new terms and conditions come into effect.
Financially, it just means a huge drop in my salary. I've got a young family and a wife to support. It means my house might be on the line. I might have to sell my house and move. The car will have to go. So it's a financial burden and stress on myself at the moment.
Under BA's restructuring plan, the lowest paid 40% of staff will get a small raise, but the rest face a cut of at least 20%. Some long-serving workers could lose half their current pay, and more than 10,000 jobs will go altogether, the whole package incurring the wrath of one of Britain's biggest labour unions.
It's brutal. It's without any empathy for individuals. It's completely without respect for the levels of service that our members have given to British Airways.
Howard Beckett of the British Union Unite. He says throughout the pandemic, the taxpayer-funded furlough or job retention programme has paid the wages of much of BA's workforce. The job cuts, he says, are a betrayal.
That's not what the taxpayer understood the job retention scheme to be about, and it's certainly not what it was intended to be about. The clue is in the title. It is intended to be a job retention scheme.
But BA says the criticism flies in the face of reality. Since the start of the pandemic, the airline has flown at barely 5% of its normal capacity. In a statement to Marketplace, the company said its latest financial results clearly showed the impact of the crisis. The carrier has lost more than $1 billion and is currently losing $26 million a day. Willie Walsh, the boss of BA's parent company, told the BBC that BA must adapt to survive.
I think this is by far the biggest crisis we have ever faced and clearly requires us to take very quick and deep action, not just to survive this, but to ensure that we're in a position to be competitive going forward.
BA's profits depend heavily on its international routes, especially across the Atlantic, and on business class passengers. Travel restrictions on both sides of the pond and the recent growth of video conferencing have hit revenues hard. BA's drastic action is justified, says aviation consultant John Strickland.
I think the airline is looking into the abyss and it realises it has no choice but to take radical actions now, not just to lay people off temporarily or cut capacity temporarily, but it needs to make structural changes and improve its efficiency for the foreseeable future.
BA! BA!
BA's aggrieved workers are deeply upset at the permanent layoffs and the lower pay that's been proposed. The Unite Union is threatening industrial action, and this could become a nationwide issue. When the taxpayer-funded furlough programme ends in the fall, tens of thousands of jobs in other industries seem set to disappear. A new era of labour unrest in Britain could be dawning. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.